Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football. The Pokes getting ready for their regular season finale at New Mexico Saturday afternoon. We've got senior safety Marcus Epps joining us here on the program. What's happening, Marcus? How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing outstanding. What was it like taking the field for the final time at War Memorial Stadium Saturday?
It was definitely an emotional game, but you know, I couldn't have written it any better, you know, than the way that game turned out. It was just amazing, from it being a snow blizzard the whole game to the way we fought for a fourth quarter comeback. So it was a game I'll remember for the rest of my life.
I mean, that is. I mean, that's if you're going to go out, you want to go out in a memorable way, and that's something else. But, you know, listening to Andrew Wingert after the game in the post game, he said Air Force did some things. They did a really good job scheming you guys defensively. What was different about what Air Force was doing, you know, for the first three quarters or so that had you guys maybe off balance a little bit?
I think they just brought in a lot of new things schematically. I mean, things that we hadn't seen before, things that I think they really drew up, you know, for us to mess with the way we play, the way we run our defense against them. So, you know, they mess with our keys and things like that. So, you know, it was a good job by them. But, you know, Coach Hayes, he did an unbelievable job adjusting the whole game, and we were able to get stops when we needed to.
Absolutely, and you know, what was that like? So you're down 27-14, you get the ball back, and the offense goes down and does what they need to do. So it's 27-21. What's the mindset of the defense right there to do the job that you ultimately did in getting the ball back?
The mindset was, you know, just get a stop by any way we can, whether it's a turnover or a three and out, just get a stop. And, you know, that's what we did.
Were you aware Austin Conway ran the wrong route on his game-winning touchdown catch?
No, not at all. I was watching from the far side, and you know, he made an unbelievable catch. Tyler made an unbelievable throw.
I mean, that's cool, though. They have that connection where he can signal to Tyler and say, hey, you know, this is what I see, and they have that connection, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It shows how, you know, they're in tune in the game.
Talking to Marcus Epps, Wyoming senior safety, joining us here in the program. Marcus, what does that say about the Cowboys' ability to, you know, adjust on the fly? You mentioned the adjustments that Scotty Hazleton made during the game and how that worked for you guys. But what about what the offense was able to do with Tyler and then Javon and Xavier coming in to fill in for two guys that have been really good offensively? I know you're focused on the defense, but what does it say about them getting out there and doing what they needed to do to get the job done?
You know, I think it says a lot just about how, you know, everybody on the team was prepared. You know, backups were prepared when their number was called and they went out there and made plays. You know, the coaches as well. I mean, I'm sure Coach Egan had to adjust with Sean and Nico being out, but, you know, he adjusted well and, you know, he called the right plays for us to get the win.
Marcus, as you're aware, you're a Burlsworth Trophy finalist. Award goes to the nation's top college football player who started off as a walk-on. What does that mean to you to be a finalist for such a prestigious award?
Oh, it means a whole lot to me. You know, I'm so proud to be a walk-on, and I know that there's so many players around the country, great players that started as walk-ons as well. So, you know, to be up there with the best of them, it means a lot to me. I put in a lot of hard work to be where I'm at.
You mentioned walk-ons, and the walk-on program at Wyoming is quite a big deal. I saw a tweet that was out that over the last 4 years, 27 former walk-ons earned scholarships. What is the walk-on program all about at Wyoming?
It's just that, you know, these coaches are going to give everybody the opportunity to show what they can do and, you know, get out on that field if they earn it. So, you know, the coaches do a great job of giving everybody their shot in spring ball and fall camp and things like that. And they also just do a good job of developing players.
Will you be attending the awards banquet for this?
Yes, I will.
So you'll be with Hunter Renfro and Patrick Laird. What do you know about those two, the Clemson wide receiver and the Cal running back? Do you know much about them?
I know about the Clemson receiver, just, you know, watching him have great games in the national championship and things like that. I don't know much about the Cal running back.
Okay, I'm going to run down some things, and you know this. You're just outside the top 10 in total tackles in Wyoming history. You're ninth among all active FBS players in interceptions with 9. I tell you what, you've got 321 tackles. You've been team captain 3 straight years, 48 straight starts. What means the most to you about playing football for the Wyoming Cowboys?
Just being with my team, you know, all the memories that I've had here, all the moments, you know, just games like this past weekend, Air Force, the boys game, hosting the Mountain West Championship, you know, those memories, those are the ones that are going to last forever, not the stats and things like that.
Are you and Dewey the most underrated, or I should always say underrated, because I think you guys are absolutely incredible. I feel like you're the best safety duo in the Mountain West and one of the tops in the country, but he had one FBS offer. You were a walk-on. Where does that hard work mindset come from? Have you always had that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I get that from my parents and my grandparents. You know, they did a great job of instilling that in me, and, you know, they did it by example. You know, they always worked hard, so, you know, it kind of just trickled down to me.
2 years ago, I'm sure you remember the New Mexico game. You guys had already clinched a spot in the Mount West title game, and it didn't go so well for you guys. Plenty of motivation on the line this time around, but how much different is New Mexico's offense, the way they do things, compared to the last few years? Are they much different or about the same?
Yeah, from what I've seen so far, they're not really running as much of the triple option as they were before, so I think that's the biggest difference.
Now that it's here, you've got one game to become bowl eligible. We can kind of talk about that a little bit, because going 1-0 this week means you're bowl eligible. What would that mean to you for 3 straight years of potentially going to a bowl game?
Oh, it would mean a lot to not only me, but everybody on this team. I mean, just know that this school has never done that before, and, you know, to be able to be a part of all three teams that to do it for the first time, you know, it'd be a great honor.
Marcus, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck. We'll see you Saturday down in Albuquerque. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.